Ms. Mabikau is facing two separate charges of stock theft involving 6 head of cattle meant for the ZANU-PF inter-district celebrations, and another of defeating or obstructing the course of justice, was remanded again to 2 May for trial and ordered to pay another $150 bail. Both Madiro and Mabika were not asked to plead when they appeared before Ms. Mongwari. The state led by Jean Ross Matsikidze told the court that Madiro, 49, and Mabika, aged 47, together received at a data known to the court 10 head of cattle from ZANU-PF member Johnny Chirimambowa as a donation to President Mugabe's birthday last year. The state alleges that the two who had an intention to steal allegedly converted the beasts to their own use. It is alleged that the cattle were released from farm number 39 in Midlusabi, Chipinge district. The state informed the court that it intends to call at least 8 witnesses, among them ZANU-PF Secretary for Administration Didmus Mtasa, ZANU-PF National Youth League Chief Absalom Skosana, ZFM boss and parliamentary aspirant Supermandu Wanzira, and one David Muzama. Tinofara Hove of TK Hove and Associates represented the two. Ms. Matsikidze advised the court that the first trial will take 3 days. Madiro was ordered to remain at his Newton farm in Odzi and not to interfere with witnesses, while Mabika was told to reside at Eshiria Kangwara farm in Mount Slinda, Chipinge. On the second separate charges, Mabika is alleged to have received at Eshiria Kangwara 6 dairy calf bulls on 7 September 2011 from farmer DeWitt Heckles Jobert, which had been donated to the ZANU-PF inter-district programs. The state alleges that Mabika, with an intention to steal, converted them to her own use. On the second charge, Ms. Mabika is accused of obstructing the course of justice by altering minutes of ZANU-PF meetings held in 2011. It is alleged that Mabika, knowing that the police were investigating the matter of stock theft, sought to alter minutes at the party's provincial headquarters to indicate that some calves linked to the presidential donation had died of starvation due to lack of supplementary milk. The state is alleging that Mabika approached ZANU-PF employees Angawashi Nelia Maenda and Lucia Goloa and ordered them to alter and tamper with the minutes of 21 November 2011 to cover up for the alleged offense. At least 15 witnesses are expected to testify on the matter involving Mabika. Some of them are Didmus Mtasa, Charles Samriwo, Kenneth Saruchera, Mike Kadzura, and Dewi Jobert. The state advised that the trial is expected to take 2 days. Mongwari warned all witnesses to attend the trial as they risked being arrested for absconding, adding that some witnesses who had not attended today's court proceedings would be subpoenaed to court when the trial takes off. Mabika looked exhausted while in the dock and kept yawning as the charges were being read out to her. Madiro, on the contrary, looked composed as he listened to the charges. Dozens of ZANU-PF members in Mutare thronged the magistrate's court to follow proceedings of their under fire suspended chairperson. Space was limited as the court gallery was full and some people followed proceedings from outside. Reporting for Studio 7 from Mutare, this is Loida Moyo.